Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Debbie Brooks, founder of Homeopathy World Community. Each Sunday, I'm so pleased and grateful to be able to present a short meditation session. This gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and healing, or your daytime energy level. Today is March 27, 2011. You're listening to Meditation Show number 8. Thank you for joining me. Are you new to Blog Talk Radio? Just sit back and relax. Listen to the sound of my voice filtering into your subconscious with loving thoughts. You do not have to call in. Just click Listen on the Blog Talk Radio computer widget. If you can't stay for the length of this program or are already on your way to work, you may download the archive after the show to your computer or audio player. It is best not to drive while listening. Thank you for sending messages of gratitude for last week's meditation on the moon and reflected light. Tonight, we will reflect on how we as both individual and group spirit can reach out across the globe in a unified effort to bring goodness into the world. On March 26, 2011, at 8:30 p.m., lights were turned off in homes, towns, cities, and around the world. This symbolic gesture shows the power we have to reduce energy expenditure. The solution to world's environmental challenges are possible when we work together. Our actions, thoughts, and intentions add up. By turning off the non-essential, we find the more meaningful in our lives. What are the necessities? How can we save energy and not waste? As the United States astronaut Neil Armstrong remarked upon landing on the moon July 20th, 1969, he said, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." When we go into a state of meditation, we also reduce the energy spent busying ourselves with the material. Let us begin speaking to our rational mind, our setup. Meditation and guided relaxation will help to decrease stress, eliminate anxiety, boost your performance, increase your energy, upgrade your learning, or promote healing. More than 3,000 studies prove the benefits of relaxation on health and well-being. This is stated by the University of Maryland Medical Center. Relaxation techniques have been clinically proven to manage stress, decrease pain sensation, improve sleep disorder, and even help prepare people for surgery or childbirth. Clinical evidence suggests that imagery activates brain function in the same way as actual experience. Researchers monitored brain activity during imagery exercises. They monitored this activity and found the same parts of the brain were activated whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where language, thinking, and problem-solving take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including heart rate, perspiration, blood pressure, and much, much more. Medical experts, yes, this stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all disease. We have now reached our conscious and unconscious minds with these words. Begin with a deep breath in. Take it into your lungs, filling all the spaces energizing the cells and the blood. Exhale through the mouth, all the stress from your body, and breathe normally. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so. You may adjust your body any time during the meditation and visualization exercise. Scan your entire body and check for any tension, trembling, anxiety, tightness, temperature, pain. Make a note of it. Take a deep breath in and release those feelings. Release, let go. Scan your entire body once more, from the top of your head, down your back and spine to your legs and feet, from the top of your head across your face and throat, down your chest, ribs, hips, and down into your bones and to the soles of your feet. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Just notice and return back to the sound of my voice in this meditation. As you check all the parts of your body, notice if any areas might feel stuck, clogged, or blocked. Imagine opening those spaces and releasing any blocks, pebbles, stones, clogs, all released. For the next part of this meditation, we will imagine letting go of all material things, finding that as we empty, the space feels clean, clear, and uncluttered, open and ready for what new may enter our lives. Say to yourself, as you're letting go of all material things, I release my country. I release my state. I release my town. I release my home. I am turning out the lights to celebrate this day of peace and quiet. I release my house. I release my furniture. I release my clothing. I release my things. I am turning out the lights to celebrate this day of peace and quiet. I release the bonds and demands placed upon me by others and that I place upon myself for the duration of this meditation. For there is nothing that I need to do right now. I am turning out the lights to celebrate this day of peace and quiet. Relax more and more, breathing deeply, fully, and completely. Breathing easily and rhythmically. Even though the external lights have dimmed and I sit in darkness, there is a permanent light that flickers within me, my soul that discerns right from wrong, my soul that is connected to others, my soul that yearns to share and do good things on this planet. Each day, my soul's light will express goodness through action and fulfill its highest intentions for peace and joy. If you are ready for sleep, you will sleep deeply and soundly. You will awaken fully aware and pursue your dreams with concentrated effort. If you are in the middle or starting your day, you will be alert and focused. You may continue with the meditation as long as you wish. I do want to thank you for listening to this meditation broadcast. You are welcome to share with your friends and spread these good intentions for healing the earth and each other, for healing all humanity. If you are still with me, you may take a moment to take all of this positive energy that is flowing freely from you and send a prayer of healing. Thinking of those in need, those who are lost or hurt in pain, those who are sick and yearning for healing and help. In this moment of quiet, peace, and joy, send that light from the spark of your soul to those who are near and dear to you. Family members, relatives, pets, friends, thank you again for sharing this time with me. If you are ready for your day, you want to step back into it, listening to your surroundings, hearing the sounds from the window, from the street, the little sounds in your home. Awaken completely if you are starting your day, and remain in slumber if you are going to sleep.